Good Sunday morning. Welcome to Getting in the Know. And today we're talking to Diana Matthews. I'm up here in Lawrence County in Bedford, where the Rural Dimension Network is located. Diana is part of that, and we're going to talk to Diana about her role, but specifically today about dementia. It's almost, Diana, I guess I'll start, it's almost like cancer anymore, to where everybody has somebody that they know who's been affected or is affected. But let's start by the Dementia Rural Network. If people haven't heard of that, maybe tell us what that is.
Okay. So the Rural Dementia Network is a HRSA grant project that was awarded to IU Bedford Hospital. And it was awarded the first time in 2020 to work in two counties, Lawrence and Orange. But then when that grant ended, we wrote for an expansion grant and we expanded into Jackson and Martin County. And so we cover four rural counties in southern Indiana, and our goal is to increase awareness and reduce stigma about dementia, help people understand what dementia is and what's normal aging versus not normal aging, and why it's important to get a diagnosis, but then also understand best practices in dementia care. So like if you're a caregiver, you need support and you need tools and you need help and education. And so we do a lot of that. We also train the healthcare workforce, so professional caregivers too, in the best ways to approach people with dementia. We run dementia-friendly communities programs in all four of our counties. And we also have a big brain health initiative. So we do a lot of things. We run support groups. We have education series that we run. We just finished one up in Martin County at the 4-H Fairgrounds Learning Center. And so we just try to really get out there and make dementia like more of a normal topic to discuss, so that people aren't afraid to come forward and say, hey, I need some help.
Boy, there's so much to talk about around dementia. We've only got so much time, but you mentioned you were just in Martin County. That's how I found out about the Rural Dementia Network. So you were at the fairgrounds. Tell me what goes on during those meetings and what kind of support did you have out there?
Oh, yeah, that was a great group. We had 15 people go through, I think it was 14 actually, went through a 6-session training called Getting to Know Dementia. And we met every week for 6 weeks. We had a nice lunch that we had every time by, it was catered in by, is it Whitmer Catering?
Whitmer Catering.
Yeah, Whitmer Catering. That was fantastic food, by the way, if you're ever looking for a caterer. A little plug for them. Real easy to work with. But anyway, so we had an hour and a half training session each Wednesday for 6 Wednesdays. And we started right at the beginning of, what is dementia? Like, seriously, what is it? And so we started talking about that. We talked about the progression. We talked about the brain. Each class built on the other. And we talked about how to relate to a person living with dementia in the different stages. Because as you know, dementia starts, you know, with some little mild symptoms, but can end with debilitating and life-threatening symptoms.
Well, let's talk about some of those things that you talked to those 15 people about. Let's start on the ground level. What is dementia, as though they asked out there?
Yeah. So dementia is different than normal aging. Normal age, people, when you age normally, it's not unusual to have a harder time coming up with words or thinking of someone's name or walking into a room and forgetting why you went there or where did I put my keys or where's my phone or those kind of things. Those are normal aging things. And so we talked about dementia being something that is really completely different. It's not just a memory problem, because a lot of people think of dementia as being just a memory problem. It's actually a brain functioning problem, and it's a data processing problem. So dementia will interrupt your regular life. Dementia will make things not only just harder, because it's harder when you're older, but make some things actually impossible. Dementia is a disease process that affects at least two parts of your brain. Two parts of your brain are actively dying. There are chemical reactions that aren't happening. There's neural pathways that are being blocked by plaques or tangles or just different kinds of things that are happening in the brain to cause you to not be able to process information the way you used to. And so people think, oh, it's just, it's just a memory issue. It's not at all. It's a thinking issue. Your brain can no longer function the way it used to. And so it's also incurable, and it will get worse. So, and eventually it's terminal. So it's not, it's, we tend to think of people, as just having like extreme forgetfulness, mm-hmm. but it's a lot more than that.
But how does it become terminal if it's a thinking issue, if it's a brain issue? Mm-hmm. How eventually does it deteriorate to that level?
Your brain controls every single aspect of your body. So it controls your automatic systems as well as your voluntary systems. So your muscles, the way you blink your eyes, the way you swallow, your body is what tells you how to sit up straight. I mean, your brain is what tells you how to sit up straight in a chair, how to stand up, how to walk. Your brain tells you when you're hungry. Your brain tells you when you're thirsty. It's every single system in your body is run by your brain, all the way down to regulating your temperature even is run by your brain. So the more damage that dementia does to your brain, it eventually starts to impact that core system.
Things start to shut down. What's the difference between, I know you get this question all the time, dementia and Alzheimer's?
That's a good question, and a lot of people use those terms interchangeably, but dementia is the umbrella term. So dementia is like the term cancer. Underneath the term cancer, you have lung cancer, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, all kinds of cancers. So dementia is that umbrella term, and underneath that umbrella, there's almost 100 different types of dementia. Alzheimer's is the most common. Some say 60% of dementias, some say as much as 80% of dementias are Alzheimer's dementias. But there's also Lewy body, there's vascular dementia, there's something called Wernicke-Korsakoff dementia, there's alcohol-related, there's so many different kinds of dementias. And a lot of people have more than one type of dementia going on at the same time, too. In the same way, some people with cancer have more than one location that they're experiencing cancer. There may be more than one type of dementia involved. So dementia is the umbrella term. Everybody who has Alzheimer's has dementia, but if everybody who has dementia may not necessarily have Alzheimer's, they may have something else.
You mentioned a moment ago that it's somewhat common, especially as you age, to walk into a room, think, okay, for a moment, mm-hmm. why am I here? Some of those things. But when do you need to get concerned? When do you feel like maybe you need to get this checked out?
It's actually a good idea, honestly, to get a baseline when you turn 65. So mainly because you need to know what your baseline is. Your doctor can do a little cognitive exam. Medicare pays for it. And then you can kind of monitor it. But for you personally, or for anybody personally who's experiencing changes like that, if you can retrace your steps and figure out why you had gone into the room, you know, you go into a room, you're like, why did I come in here? And then you go back to where you were and you're like, oh, I was going to get some coffee or whatever. That's normal. But if you're starting to have things happen to you that is affecting your ability to live normally. Like, we all forget appointments sometimes, mm-hmm. but if you're all constantly forgetting appointments, or if they're calling, the doctor's office is calling you saying, hey, you had an appointment yesterday, you didn't come, and you say, I never made that appointment. Mm-hmm. You know, things that are not making sense to you anymore. If you get kind of turned around when you're driving in a very familiar spot, and you are feeling lost, that's not a normal feeling. If your family expresses concern to you, that's a good indication that maybe you're not seeing yourself accurately, and maybe talking to the doctor would help. There's no one patent blanket answer for when do you go to the doctor and talk about changes. But really, if you're thinking maybe I should mention this, that means you probably should mention it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people think, of course, that's just the aging process. Mm-hmm. So where to draw the line? Like you said, maybe just go to the doctor and have a certain test. But that's what it is. A lot of people, I'm just aged, I'm going to forget. It's just natural.
Yeah, people do. And that is true. Our processing does slow mm-hmm. down. But you can still do things that you always could do. You may do them a little slower. Mm-hmm. or you may have to double check that recipe, or you may be a little slower to start a project because you're trying to get all your stuff in order before you get it started. People slow down and people have word finding issues, and people get more set in their ways, a little like things routine, you know, don't like things out of the ordinary happening. But if it's affecting your daily life, it's not normal. Mm-hmm. Normal aging does not affect your ability to function. Dementia will affect your ability to function.
Right. So I go to the doctor, take this cognitive test, and they say, well, we were concerned a little bit. Mm-hmm. What's the next step?
The next step is probably learn as much as you can about brain health and about what you might be able to do to increase your ability to live on your own and function. There's a lot of things that we do with our lifestyle that makes our cognition worse. And so the first thing I would do if the doctor told me, hey, I'm starting to get a little concerned about you, I would start reading. I would start finding out as much as I can about dementia, about a possible diagnosis. I would tell my family that I'm going to maybe need some additional supports to kind of build a support team. I would probably make sure I have a power of attorney, a healthcare representative, all those legal paperwork done just in case it does progress. And then I would probably ask if there's any kind of trials or any kind of things that I can get involved in to help maybe mitigate the problem.
You talk about support, and I know your group in particular, as far as the awareness is concerned, is really trying to get that support out there. It's kind of a grassroots, I know, but Martin County, you told me, is a very aged community. So why don't you start there and just talk about how that's important and what you're doing to try to get support and awareness of dementia in Martin County.
Okay, sure. Well, we had these classes, but that was just one of the things we do. We also do dementia-friendly training for businesses and organizations in the area to kind of, we're really trying to get as many people that we can to understand what dementia is, and so that we want people to be able to live their life fully in their community. And when you are starting to have problems with your cognition, you might start to feel like I shouldn't go anywhere. I need to stay home, and I don't want to go to the store because I might get turned around in the store and I'll be embarrassed. But isolation is terrible for your brain. Isolation will increase symptoms of dementia. And so we're trying to train as many people as possible how to recognize if somebody is having a little bit of a problem when they're out, and how to maybe come up and help and make their experience a little bit better. So we do dementia-friendly trainings. We've done the libraries. We've done the courthouse. We're going to try to do a bunch of businesses in town. We always try to bring education to the community. So if you ever see that there's a brain health program coming up or there's something about dementia coming up, please sign up and come to it. It's all free. Everything we do is free. You can also call us and we'll do one-on-one consultations and family consultations. We're going to be starting a support group very soon for people living with dementia for their care partners, because it's really hard to take care of a person with dementia. It's really stressful for the caregiver, and they need that support of other people who are going through the same thing that they're going through.
So if I'm a business in Martin County or anybody within our listening area, how can I become more aware? How do I reach you? How do I reach Rural Dementia Network?
Well, we actually, if you do Facebook, we have a Facebook page. It's called Dementia Friendly Martin County. We also have my phone number, which is 812-276-4270, or my email, which is dmatthews, dmatthews4. At iuhealth.org. Mm-hmm. But really, the Dementia Friendly Facebook page is a good way to message us if you do Facebook.
Is there a cost to the business to do this?
Oh, no. Everything we do is free. It's just an hour training. You get a little Dementia Angel emblem that goes on your door, so it lets people know that you've gone through this training, which then if you're caring for somebody with dementia, if you're out in the community and you see that, you're like, oh, good, I feel like I could go into this place with my person, and they'll understand if my person says something a little odd or mm-hmm. Is having a little bit of trouble, and it'll be a more friendly environment so that I can still, you know. But yeah, and so then we also put it on our Facebook page that you went through the training. So it's a little community service, a little goodwill kind of a thing the businesses can do.
So what haven't we talked about that you think people need to know about dementia, or about the World Dementia Network, or anything you'd like to get out there to the people?
I think the thing I'd like to say is that dementia is something that, like, I think you might have said it earlier, it's impossible to think you're going to go through life without running into somebody that's living with dementia, or somebody that is caring for somebody that's living with dementia. So we have to address these kind of things head on. 1 in 9 people over the age of 65 is living with a dementia. 1 in 3 over the age of 85. And our community is an aging community. 21.5% of the residents are over the age of 65. So we need to make sure we're addressing dementia head on and understand the disease. But then also we need to learn about brain health and how we can maybe prevent it. And so maybe we do another session sometime talking specifically about brain health. There are things, there's research-backed things that you can do to prevent unnecessary cognitive decline. And if we can prevent even 1 in every 5 or 6 dementias, or at least delay it, you know, delay it until you're way into your 80s instead of getting it when you're in your 60s or 70s, I mean, that's valuable. We need that information out there.
How about we save that for part 2?
Sounds good.
We'll do that next Sunday. But Diana Matthews, thank you so much. I'm glad that that I found you on Facebook, the World Dementia Network up here in Lawrence County, but services Martin County. And I encourage you to look at their Facebook page, because I almost guarantee you that you're going to run into somebody that you know of, if you haven't already, that has dementia, and you're going to want to know more about it. And that's a great resource. Diana Matthews, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much, Greg.
So we'll continue next Sunday with Diana, and we'll talk about the brain and how it relates to dementia, and brain health, as you said, is very, very important. So we thank you for listening this week, and have yourself a terrific week.